And the dust has settled. Presidential candidates are now taking stock after yesterday's New Hampshire primary. Bernie Sanders had a clear victory, followed closely by Pete Buttigieg and the New Hampshire surprise, Amy Klobuchar. Elizabeth Warren came in a distant fourth, Joe Biden fifth. He left the state early to campaign in South Carolina. And now Andrew Yang, Michael Bennett, and Deval Patrick have all quit the race. Let's bring in NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Robin.
So Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, really neck and neck in Iowa and New Hampshire, but polling shows Sanders, you know, may have an edge in the more diverse states of Nevada and South Carolina. So can we anoint him front runner?
I mean, like you said, they are neck and neck in the delegate count. You have Sanders at 21 and Buttigieg at 22. But yeah, like you've also said, in national polls and in the, to be honest, relatively few polls we have from South Carolina and Nevada, you do have Sanders really far ahead of Buttigieg, or quite far ahead in a lot of them. So, I mean, front runner is such a messy, nebulous word. So, but it is clear that Sanders is quite strong. Yeah. I mean, that is without a doubt. And compared to the guy that he is neck and neck with, he has a lot of strength. He has more strength going forward, it looks like. But let's be clear, non-white voters have largely not weighed in yet, and that is a big thing we're watching for.
Well, and that's what Joe Biden is watching for. He saw the writing on the wall in New Hampshire, left before totals were in to campaign in South Carolina, banking on southern states and the African-American vote. What are you hearing about what those losses, though, in Iowa and New Hampshire mean?
I mean, basically, long story short, they make South Carolina and Nevada that much more important for Joe Biden. And, you know, listen, he is pretty popular in South Carolina and he knows it and he is really hoping to capitalize on that energy there. But energy is the key word, I think, to watch with Joe Biden. I've seen him in New Hampshire and Iowa, and those are states where he did not have a super energetic, enthusiastic following that I saw when I was there. So in South Carolina, he really has to build that up, I think. I mean, not just get people to support him, but be enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. Boy, Amy Klobuchar sure did have crowds this past weekend. She had a great debate. But what else is drawing voters to her in New Hampshire and Iowa?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's one part of it is that she is a fighter, that she and that she showed that on the debate stage, as you alluded to, that she really got up there and took aim, especially at Pete Buttigieg. What she is trying to position herself as is a moderate alternative. And you do have, you know, some voters out there who say, listen, Sanders is a little too progressive for me. Warren is a little too progressive for me. I want someone else. And I think that Amy Klobuchar, for a lot of voters, is just getting her first look.
Well, Warren is also now trying to appeal to moderates. She had that fourth place disappointing finish. What are you hearing from voters about what happened?
You know, voters, overwhelmingly, a lot of voters you talk to, no matter what candidate's events they're at, they will say, you know, I like Elizabeth Warren. There are a lot of voters who are open to her. But when it comes to her being number one for a lot of them, lately she has struggled with that. She has fallen off in the polls in the last few months. You know, she has a lot of strengths. Voters like that she understands their economic problems, that she is smart, that she is capable. That is the image she has created for herself with her whole "I have a plan for that" thing. And she is a very effective speaker. But right now she's kind of in this no man's land where she is not, where a lot of progressives have their person in Sanders, but she's a little too liberal for some moderates. So she really has to figure out how she can pick up more people.
And no woman's land. NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Follow Danielle on Twitter, by the way.